It's Friday, September 23rd, AD 2022. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hale lives in the Middle East among the Druze, a religious sect with 1.5 million adherents found primarily in Lebanon, Syria, Israel, and Jordan. The Druze make up 5.5% of the population of Lebanon, 3% of Syria, and 1.5% of Israel. In an interview with Voice of the Martyrs Radio, Hale was on a search for the truth.
I read a lot of religious books, obviously, but I read the Quran. I read a bit of the Druze religion as well. I read the Torah. And then I say I must read the Bible as well. And when I read it, I straight away find myself there. This is the real God. This is the Lord. I couldn't leave the Bible until every day I read it in my life, and I practice it as well as much as I can.
Inspired by the example of the Christians he knew, Hale started reading the Bible. He learned the truth firsthand. In its pages, he knew he'd found the one true God.
Everybody knows that Christian people is a very good people. They're very nice people. They're very helpful people. They have sympathy. They do all good things. It didn't come from nothing. Obviously, they must come from religion. So I was curious to know what they're reading there, why these people is like that. When I start reading, and then I knew what happened. Myself, I changed a lot as well, because the Bible really can change anybody, and everybody listen now. If you read the Bible, he can change, even if you have a lot of problem or whatever, God will be with him.
Having found the truth in Jesus Christ, Hale could not keep himself from sharing the good news with his fellow Druze, even knowing he would be persecuted for doing so. Despite the fact that Hale was forbidden from sharing his Christian faith, he refused to stop. Ultimately, he was kicked out from his home and ostracized, but he regards that sacrifice as nothing compared to knowing Jesus. 1 Peter 4, verse 14 says, "If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you." On Wednesday, former President Donald Trump and 3 of his adult children were accused of lying to tax collectors, lenders, and insurers in a quote-unquote staggering fraud scheme that routinely misstated the value of his properties to enrich themselves, reports The Guardian. New York Democrat Attorney General Letitia James alleged on September 22nd that Trump provided fraudulent statements of his net worth and false asset valuations to obtain and satisfy loans, get insurance benefits, and pay lower taxes.
Following a comprehensive 3-year investigation by my office, including interviews with more than 65 witnesses and review of millions of documents that were submitted by Mr. Trump and others, I am announcing that today we are filing a lawsuit against Donald Trump for violating the law as part of his efforts to generate profits for himself, his family, and his company. The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us.
Last night, during an hour-long appearance on Sean Hannity's Fox show, Trump said that New York Attorney General Letitia James had campaigned on getting Trump and that it was another, quote, witch hunt, end quote.
Well, she campaigned on it 4 years ago. It was a vicious campaign, and she just talked about Trump and we're going to indict him, we're going to get him. She knew nothing about me. I never heard of her. She said, we're going to get him. Her whole campaign was based on that. I actually thought that they would never bring a case, and she brought it. And the reason I thought, because she didn't have a case. This was just a continuation of a witch hunt that began when I came down the escalator at Trump Tower, and it started.
On Wednesday, Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted at the Atlantic Festival that he knew the draconian COVID-19 policies he pushed for would lead to, quote, collateral negative consequences, end quote, for the economy and school children, reports the New York Post. Listen.
You have to do something that's rather draconian. And sometimes when you do draconian things, it has collateral negative consequences.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky reacted on Newsmax TV.
Look at the disdain that Dr. Fauci has for our children. Collateral damage. Those are our school kids. Those are the children of America, are the collateral damage to a man so obsessed with his own self-importance that he didn't follow the science.
When Senator Paul was asked what the Republicans would do if they gained control of Congress during the midterm election, he said this.
So if we win the election, we are going to investigate him, but we are going to get rid of his bad ideas, and we're going to pay attention to the science. The science is this. 99% of America has immunity, either from having had the disease or from the vaccine or from a combination of both. That means we are beyond the pandemic. Joe Biden finally got something right. It might have been an accident, but Joe Biden is right. The pandemic's over.
And finally, a Southwest Airline employee volunteered to take care of a passenger's fish after the passenger was told she could not take it on the plane, reports Good News Network. Kira was returning home from her freshman year at college with her beta fish named Theo when she was told it was not allowed on her flight. That's when Ismael, the Southwest agent, offered to take care of her fish so that she would not miss her flight. Then, amazingly, Ismael took care of the fish for 4 months until they met up again in Tampa. Now entering her sophomore year, Kira brought a gift card as a way of thanking him. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 says, love is patient, love is kind. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.